We turn now to the Northern Pass Project. Eversource unveiled a new proposal for the controversial project yesterday. It's the power company's latest effort to gain support for its plan to bring hydroelectric power from Canada into New England. NHPR's Jason Moon reports.
President of Eversource New Hampshire, Bill Quinlan, made the announcement at Globe Manufacturing in Pittsfield. The backdrop was intended to underscore the potential economic benefits of the project. Throughout his half-hour presentation, Quinlan took pains to stress that Eversource has listened to the Northern Pass's many critics.
We've taken all that feedback, and we've come up with a plan which, in my estimation, addresses each and every one of those concerns that we've heard.
Much of this fight has been over whether and how much of this 192-mile project would be buried. Eversource has claimed burying the entire line isn't doable. The latest plan would put a total of 60 miles underground, mainly under the White Mountain National Forest and around Franconia Notch. The old plan buried just 8. The rest of the line, some 132 miles, would remain above ground. Quinlan says the new design strikes the right balance.
The areas we've selected to underground are the ones that we've heard loud and clear from New Hampshire are the treasured areas that need to be protected.
Public concern over Northern Pass, particularly in the North Country, has been fierce. The new proposal aims to allay that with money, a $200 million fund for economic development, and fresh assurances that local ratepayers will benefit.
The issue of, you know, what's it going to do to energy costs, I think, has been answered quite clearly. This project is going to have a significant effect on lowering and taking the volatility out of future energy prices.
But it's far from clear that this new proposal will take the volatility out of the fight over Northern Pass. Jack Savage is with the New Hampshire Forest Society. The group has been critical of the project from the start and has been buying land to block the proposed route. Savage says the new proposal is a step in the right direction, but not enough.
There's still two-thirds of the line that they're proposing to build overhead. And there are communities and landowners from Clarksville to Deerfield who are going to be negatively impacted by that.
As to the economic benefits described by Eversource, Savage argues they could go further.
Tax impacts, job impacts, all of those kinds of things are only enhanced by further burial.
The disagreement has the potential to end up in court. The Forest Society currently owns land in the path of the project, but that potential battle remains a long ways off. The project still faces a lengthy approval process. Eversource is hoping to complete the project by 2019. Reaching that goal will depend on convincing regulators of the plan's merits, but convincing the public wouldn't hurt either. Eversource will hold information sessions in all 5 counties affected by the proposed route. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.